Some of Us Are Liars by Fiona Cummins. Read by Olivia Dowd. Next morning, I went up into the room. Snowdrops and candles soothed the bedside. I saw him, for the first time in 6 weeks. Paler now, wearing a poppy bruise on his left temple. He lay in the 4-foot box as in his cot. No gaudy scars. The bumper knocked him clear. A 4-foot box. A foot for every year. Seamus Heaney, Midterm Break. Press Association, PA, breaking news. Midtown-on-Sea, 18th of November, 2023. Essex Police has confirmed that an arrest was made this morning following an 11-month investigation into the murder of one of its officers, Detective Constable Douglas Lynch. The police officer was found dead at his home in December last year, with his wrists and ankles bound and multiple facial lacerations consistent with a seagull attack. A post-mortem revealed that DC Lynch, who had a phobia of birds, died from heart failure induced by fear. This is a breaking news story. More to follow. Prologue. Wednesday, 27th of September, 2023. Saul. The call came on a sultry night, when it seemed as though summer would last forever and winter was a lifetime away. Saul Anguish was gathering marsh sunfire, cutting through the succulent stems with the edge of a blade. A wisp of snipes was wading through the wetlands, their bills probing the mud for insects, the striped crown of their feathers illuminated by the dying rays of sunlight. It was from a number he didn't recognize, but the young man had been primed to expect it. He placed the vivid stalks into his cloth bag and kicked at the crusted edges of the salt-soaked earth, watching colors bleed from the sky. The voice was male and authoritative. The last time Saul had heard it was a few weeks earlier, when he'd received a commendation for outstanding bravery from its owner, the Chief Constable of Essex Police. Lauded for the brilliance of his tactical thinking and his unparalleled courage in saving the life of a young boy, Saul, with few friends and no family to celebrate his success, had slipped away from the ceremony as soon as the official photographs had been taken. But the Chief Constable had not forgotten the sharp-eyed detective, with his gift for policing and the secrets in his heart. He offered Saul a choice. He did not have to accept the assignment. He understood if it put him in a difficult position among his fellow officers, if going off book didn't conform to his personal code of ethics, if he was unable to operate alone and under the radar, if lying for the greater good went against his principles. But he'd come highly recommended by his former inspector, whose opinion, despite his fall from grace, was still widely respected. At 26, Saul was too cynical to believe that choice in this scenario was anything other than illusory. A part of him was surprised by the call, a forensic trail connecting them both. But he understood that no one rose to such a senior rank without mastering the art of plausible deniability. If he declined, he could kiss goodbye to his promising career. But that wasn't the reason he agreed to the request. When the Chief Constable had told him that he was authorising him, unofficially, of course, to quietly investigate a suspected killer operating from inside the force, a bad apple rotting, infecting their revered institution in plain sight, he'd given him a name. It was a name Saul recognised, a name that terrified him. But knowledge was not only power. It was a weapon. Associated Press AP Advisory Notice. Midtown-on-Sea, 22nd of July, 2024. The Emmy Award-winning actress Winter Kellaway will give evidence at Midtown Crown Court this week as part of the gross negligence manslaughter proceedings involving her 4-year-old nephew, Teddy Miller. Witnesses expected to take the stand during the 2-week trial include investigating officer Detective Constable Saul Anguish, as well as Jen Miller, Teddy's mother, and the boy's older sister.